Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when at least the Biden administration is beginning to get its story straight regarding Russia, Ukraine, and the possibility of a truly devastating war. We are not now talking about something as terrible and as costly as the war in Afghanistan was for our country, as the war in Iraq was for our country. We're talking about a much larger scale in terms of organized forces, air power, and tanks, and much more. Is it all part of a conspiracy? Well, we will actually get to that. And with a full moon coming up this week, there is a Call of the Week classic, which we have, that features great conspiracies. This is actually from March of 2010. And what's amazing is you can listen closely and see how similar it sounds to the same kinds of conspiracies that people are talking about right now in January of 2022. Our Call of the Week.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. Like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
Bravo to Conspiracy Day.
Thank you, Michael, for giving me the opportunity to howl at the moon.
I'm glad you got the topic today because I've been thinking about this for a while.
This is my conspiracy. I believe that 9/11 was an inside job.
I'm not saying that the government wanted 9/11 to happen, but what I'm saying is they knew something was up.
I mean, have you ever read in Operation Northwood?
Oh, yes. Stop with the Operation Northwood.
Our government is very capable of doing these things.
All the lies that are coming out of the government.
Why hasn't President Obama exposed it?
Answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
He's probably working for the same people that George Bush was working for.
You've been unemployed three different times in 13 months, you said.
Yeah, 14 months now.
Who do you think is doing it?
There's probably a cabal, if you want to call it that.
Calling about the recent tragedy at SeaWorld in Orlando, the conspiracy I want to talk about is there seems to be a mindset between the whales, which is why they closed down the San Diego SeaWorld. The whales had a conspiracy to kill someone in San Diego as well.
I think that the Republican Party is in a conspiracy with the oil companies to discredit green energy. It seems like every Republican is always against green energy when the wind and the sun heat the earth and also destroy buildings, and if you could capture that energy, you could power the whole United States easily, and they don't want us to try to capture that energy. I invented a gravity engine that uses water to lift weights and drop weights, and it can power produce unlimited amount of power. So I haven't been able to tell nobody about it yet, but I'm working on it. So
a little reality check here.
I've got one. I call it Prop the Dow, the Dow Industrial Average. Whenever the Dow starts getting close to 10,000, miraculously, for no good reason, it goes back up a little bit. It never drops below 10 anymore. You notice that? For some unknown reason, and there is no good reason,
if they couldn't control the Dow so well, why wouldn't they want to control it, say, to keep it up at 12,000?
Well, they take 10,000 as a psychological benchmark, and that's where they want to keep it, and it keeps the people happy. We all chugging along, prop the Dow. I call it prop the Dow. I mean, I can make money off of it. Prop the Dow. Bank on it. It won't go below 10.
Is this
grand.
A book? You've said prop the Dow about 9 times.
I came up with that on my own. I just came up with that on my head.
I wish you could tell me how people can do that, because...
Well, it's a conspiracy. If I knew the answer,
right.
Prop the Dow. Prop the Dow. Prop the Dow. I mean, I can make money off of it. Prop the Dow. Bank on it.
And what's fascinating about that is that you'll notice he was talking about keeping the Dow above 10,000. This is almost 12 years ago. And the Dow closed today. It had another terrible day on Wall Street. The Dow down 450 points, but at 34,265. So you're talking about 300% of the where the Dow was when those conspiracy calls came in. There are continued conspiracies about the virus, of course, and about the vaccines. And when are they doing this big super spreader event? It's this Sunday. They're expecting 20,000 people to come in with a mass demonstration in Washington. The last time that happened was January 6th of 2021. Okay, this event is to stop the vaccines. And so they're expecting 20,000 vaxxers. Is that a place where you want to be? Is that probably... just as solid and safe as it could possibly be, because I'm sure everyone who's there is going to be observing masking and social distancing, even though they're... What do you think? And by the way, there are people who think the entire pandemic is a conspiracy. There's a great piece in Wall Street Journal, and I wish I could read you the whole thing, but... it's a very important update. It wasn't in today's paper, but it'll be in tomorrow's paper almost surely. It says vaccines and booster shots offer superior protection from both the Delta and the Omicron variants, according to three brand new studies released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention today. The data back up earlier findings supporting booster shots and offer the first comprehensive insight into how vaccines fare against the Omicron variant. In one of the studies published today, a CDC analysis found that a third dose of either the vaccine from Pfizer or Moderna was at least 90% effective against preventing hospitalization from COVID-19 during both the Delta and the Omicron periods. Those who remain unvaccinated are at significantly higher risk for infection and severe COVID-19 disease. So said the director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky. Dr. Walensky said, protection against infection and hospitalization with the Omicron variant is highest for those who are up to date with their vaccination, meaning those who are boosted when they are eligible. An additional study published in Nature magazine yesterday also supports booster doses and backs up previous findings from Pfizer and BioNTech, showing that a third dose of their COVID-19 vaccine neutralizes Omicron, but its two-dose regimen is significantly less effective at blocking the virus. Hospitals are seeing significant differences in Omicron-era cases based on a patient's vaccination status. And this for people who think it doesn't make any difference. They had large studies published Wednesday of this week from California and New York
during the Delta wave. Prior infection provided more protection against COVID-19 and vaccinations, though both offered significant defense. What they're saying is that with Omicron, the vaccines have an advantage, and a clear advantage that can actually make you safer. Good luck with that demonstration.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today. 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
Michael Medved show, the one place I'm not going to be going, I mean, not just because it's the Sabbath, but we're talking about this Saturday, we're talking about tomorrow, are we, with this, Jeremy? Oh, the 23rd. Okay. Which is Sunday, I guess. Yes, it is. Okay. There is this big gathering. They are predicting 20,000 people, which is a large turnout for We Are Standing Up, which is no to vaccine mandates, no to vaccine passports, no to forcing COVID-19 vaccinations on children, no to coerced vaccinations without accepting risk, no to censorship, no to limits on reasonable debate. Yes, we believe in the power of natural immunity. Yes, we insist on informed consent. Yes, to doctors and patients making decisions without interference. Join us. We are free. We will not surrender our freedoms out of fear. We are Americans and we come from every walk of life. This features Robert Kennedy Jr. is a featured speaker here, as is the very controversial scientist, Dr. Robert Malone, who was involved in early stages of some of the vaccine research. It's a little bit too simple to say that he invented them, but it is, says, people around the world are rising up to protect freedoms that originated here in America. It is high time we join them. We are brothers and sisters of every color, creed, and political stripe. We are not against the vaccinated. Many of us are the vaccinated. We are against forcing vaccinations on Americans. Enough is enough. We're coming home. In peace, we march. And then there's a poem, and we will not surrender our freedoms out of fear. We link arms. Democrats, Republicans, and independents. Mothers, fathers, and grandparents. College students, teachers, nurses, doctors, small business owners. Artists, tradesmen, and the retired to stop the COVID vaccine mandates. To say never again to the lockdowns. Well, they had a little bit of success, these folks, today, where a Trump-appointed judge, actually, said that there would be no immediate clearing of the government employees' mandate, because the judge thought that the objections of the anti-vax people had a chance of prevailing in court. So this is going to go on. Speaking of in court and conspiracies, wouldn't you think that Lindsey Graham actually has a pretty good record? Yes, he fought Trump when they were both candidates for the Republican nomination for president. Lindsey's campaign didn't go anywhere. But Lindsey did get reelected overwhelmingly to the Senate from South Carolina. But Steve Bannon, who has a problem of criminal contempt from the committee investigating January 6th, Steve Bannon had a pretty nasty thing to say about Lindsey Graham in his podcast. This is clip 10. Listen.
The five traitors, and this is Republicans, and this is the scumbags and slime balls you have here in the nation's capital. He outed five Republicans, senators, have told him they agree with what he's doing. I want everybody to embrace that. They agree with what he's doing, and they would actually vote and support him, but they're afraid of, wait for it, the War Room posse. They're afraid they'll get primary. Yes, you would get primary. You'd be beaten, and they'd be off the money train. They'd be away from the trough. The hog would be away from the trough. They had to go back home. God, they don't want to go. They're in the Imperial City. Oh, my gosh, don't send me back to the hinterlands. Five senators tells him privately, we want to know who those five are. Here's what we need. We need those five senators to have enough guts to step up. We're going to find out who you are. Have enough guts to step up and tell us, Lindsey Graham, who you are. You five, we need you guys to step up to the plate, Lindsey Graham, and tell us who you are.
Okay, what he's talking about is Joe Biden had said at his press conference Wednesday that there were at least five Republicans that he had spoken to who said there were elements of Build Back Better and of his program that they could support. But they didn't want to talk about that publicly. Well, of course not. The whole idea of trying to do a compromise and trying to work things out, if you think, and by the way, there are things in which you can compromise and should and must and work together. There's a piece today in the Wall Street Journal, very encouraging, headline, Electoral Count Act is New Focus. And it says, with Democrats sweeping voting access legislation hitting a dead end, a bipartisan group of senators is turning to possible areas of compromise on narrower but critical parts of election rules, including changing an 1887 law that governs how Congress deals with presidential election disputes. Republicans in recent weeks have started talking about making changes in the Electoral Count Act, the ECA, in an effort to stop a repeat of what happened following the 2020 elections. Then-President Donald Trump, a Republican, had urged then-Vice President Mike Pence to reject the Electoral College votes from some states, which Mr. Pence declined to do. He didn't just decline to do it. He submitted a paper, a legal brief, basically explaining why it was complete. He had no constitutional right to stop anything. It doesn't say that the vice president shall decide which votes are accepted or not. The vice president is supposed to announce it. It says he's supposed to read the votes. It doesn't say anything about him deciding. But this is based on a law that was drafted after the very bitterly contested election of 1876, one in which I think most historians would say that the guy who almost surely lost the election ended up becoming president because of a deal that was made behind the scenes. It's a fascinating story, by the way, Medved History Store. But the basic thing here about changing the Electoral Count Act is we saw how unwieldy this was and how necessary it is to have a much smoother, certain, unambiguous procedure when there is a disputed election, because particularly now, after the level of disputes you heard here, and after the idiotic thing that President Biden said about he's not sure that the election would be legitimate without passing the voting rights bill, so-called, that he wants, it's a terrific thing that whoever the Republicans are who take this on and join with Democrats of goodwill to bring up to date an 1887 law that makes our election outcomes less available to manipulation and gamesmanship. That's a good thing. Is there a good thing about our response latest on Russia? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage. It's linked to supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic. Biden saying China will dominate the semiconductor chip industry if America doesn't take action.
Today, 75% of the production takes place in East Asia. 90% of the most advanced chips are made in Taiwan. China is doing everything it can to take over the global market so they can try to outcompete the rest of us and have a lot of applications, including military applications.
Frank and substantive. That's how U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is describing a meeting with his Russian counterpart as the country is possibly getting ready to invade Ukraine. Blinken saying any troop movement across the Ukraine border is an invasion. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, what am I trying to say?
The Michael Medved Show.
There is a continuation of a long legal fight that may help to resolve a crucial issue. Do women have a sacred constitutional right to go topless in public?
Hot dog, this is the question I have been praying for.
The constitutionality of a local ordinance in Ocean City, Maryland, it is a ordinance that bans women, but not men, from sunbathing topless.
I think the hate's coming from your way, not mine.
And it could go before the U.S. Supreme Court after the attorneys representing the women in the case made its petition to the Supreme Court earlier. No, they were not topless in court. I mean, so it's particularly none of the justices. Everybody, not even Alex Jones style topless. You're ripping open to show your powerful chest. All right. The petitioners are asking the Supreme Court to review the case. While the Supreme Court hears only a small percentage of cases petitioned, the move continues a new chapter in the ongoing debate over what is protecting moral sensibility or violating gender equality in Maryland's largest beach town. In 2017, Ocean City passed a law banning only women from exposing their breasts in public. It came after one of the plaintiffs in the case, Chelsea Eline, contacted Ocean City Police and said it was her right to go topless. Eline and four other women then filed a lawsuit against the town in 2018, claiming that the ordinance violated their constitutional rights. I think, is there some reason that if they do hear this case, they're going to particularly want to do it in the winter time? I'm not sure what, because Ocean, what I've been reading about the weather in Ocean City, Maryland, it may not be too hospitable to topless displays. A federal judge first ruled in April 2020 that the town's ordinance was legal and did not violate the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Law clause, as the plaintiffs argued. And speaking of plaintiffs, there's a little bit of news, some of it downright strange. Well, first of all, there's a new organization. I actually spent more time than I should have because I don't think it's an important organization, but it's very peculiar. There's a new organization called the Congressional Caucus for the Advancement of Torah Values. And this was put forward by a Republican representative from Nebraska, whose name is Don Bacon, and from Henry Cuellar, who, or any of the other participants in the Congressional Coalition, the Congressional Caucus on Torah Values. None of the people involved with it are, in fact, Jewish. And the guy promoting it is not an American. He's a Canadian. And what they are trying to do is very mystifying. We will report on that when we can figure it out. There's also a report that Lauren Boebert is in trouble again, she being the gun-toting representative from Colorado, a Republican, a member of the Freedom Caucus. She approached, apparently, a masked nobody masked here. I don't think Lauren Boebert is very big on mask wearing, but she asked a group of self-identified Jewish visitors to the Capitol if they were doing reconnaissance, and I'm not sure what she had in mind, nor Madison Cawthorn. He also is somebody who is a very big supporter of Second Amendment rights, and he was part of a hearing on the impact of chemicals on various veterans' experiences. And in the middle of the hearing, he took out his gun and cleaned it, and he is received some controversy, some criticism on that. Both Representative Cawthorn from North Carolina and Representative Boebert from Colorado, no strangers to all kinds of attention and controversy. And speaking of attention and controversy, there's also Rudy Giuliani. I just got a letter from Rudy. Actually, it wasn't to me. It's to Jeremy, because it was in Jeremy's name, but it's passed on to me. And it says, the headline says, Rudy Giuliani Freedom Fund. It says, we knew this was coming. Pelosi's Congress has subpoenaed me. It's also your Congress, at least for the time being, until the election in November, Rudy. But in any event, he says, there's nothing I can even say to Congress as President Trump's personal attorney. I have attorney-client privilege and executive privilege, and Congress damn well knows that. This is nothing but a political witch hunt to try and take down each and every one of President Trump's loyal allies. After the FBI raid on my apartment last year failed, the deep state has unleashed its latest weapon to take me down. You are my only hope of fighting back. Please make a contribution. to my legal defense trust, the Rudy Giuliani Freedom Fund, as I continue to battle for my freedom and justice. And then you can contribute. Well, they have $25 to $250. Given Rudy Giuliani's success here, it's not clear what the Freedom Fund exactly is going to achieve. He does say the committee chair responsible for issuing the subpoena, who, by the way, is not a lawyer, stated that I may have advanced unsupported theories about election fraud. How is it now become a crime to question the integrity of our elections? Actually, nobody said that. But given the fact that you were involved with the president very closely, not simply as a legal counselor, but as a political counselor on how to deal precisely with the January 6th rally, and which became the January 6th riot, Rudy was one of the speakers. You may remember he was one of the more energetic speakers at the speech before the march to the Capitol, the speech where President Trump says, "I will be marching with you." Well, he wasn't. There is also this from Oklahoma. Oklahoma has a below average vaccination rates. Kersey Winfrey, the regional chief medical officer for SSM Health Oklahoma, one of the hospital operators, said about 80% of the COVID-19 patients requiring acute care are unvaccinated. The vaccinated people that are affected by this are having a much better experience. Well, that's good to hear. Nationally, the 7-day average for new daily cases was about 736,000 on Thursday. That is a lot of people to be getting COVID. There are a lot of people who may be looking for some different sorts of entertainment over this weekend. And there's a terrific movie, and a movie that's so memorably awful, well, there might be even some who enjoy it. We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, wishing you a weekend of good health and mild weather and maybe not too much shouting at one another over arguments or identity politics or any of that. In fact, it might be a good weekend to consider a film with deep political meaning and resonance. The latest from Hollywood. Start from the top, because I really was so stunned at how good this new Netflix movie is. It's really one of the best movies of its kind that I can remember. It's called Munich, The Edge of War. And it basically is based on a wonderful and best-selling historical novel by Robert Harris, who's, I think, still best known for Fatherland, which is a big bestseller he did about what if Hitler had won the war. And this deals with, like, some 16 years thereafter, what kind of world the Fuhrer would have created. This film is much closer, as the book is, to actual history. And it takes a look at the days leading up to the Munich conference in 1938 in Germany, at a time when it looked like war was just days away. Hitler was mobilizing, he was getting ready to strike. And the film actually centers on two friends from college who went to Oxford together. And you see them at the beginning of the movie, drinking a lot, doing college student stuff in the early 30s. One of the friends is German. One is British. The British individual, who's the main character of the movie, is played by George MacKay, who you may remember was so terrific in a terrific movie, 1917, which should have won more Oscar attention than it did a couple of years ago. In any event, George MacKay is an aide to Neville Chamberlain, the Prime Minister of Britain, wonderfully played by Jeremy Irons, just a terrific performance. Is he trying to stop a war, or will he be stopped from a disastrous agreement before that agreement takes shape? The movie Munich, The Edge of War takes you behind the scenes. Listen.
I believe the name Paul von Hartmann is known to you.
Yes, sir. We were doctors together.
He has a document in his possession. We'd like you to go to Munich tomorrow and get the document.
It'll be an act of espionage on foreign soil.
Hitler is lying when he claims to want peace. People will suffer. That document is the proof. They'd kill you for even thinking about it.
You cannot play poker with a gangster without having some cards up on sleeve.
Well, that's true for Adolf Hitler, certainly was. It was true for Neville Chamberlain, not as much, and Vladimir Putin. It's all relevant, and it's beautifully done, and it actually follows the actual history of Munich extremely impressively. The Hitler, who appears on screen here, doesn't have that great a physical resemblance to Hitler, but boy, does he do a job actually creating some of the truly frightening power and creepiness of the Führer. The film, I mean, you know how it works out, right? Because you know how history worked out. But showing the interaction of people who are trying to do their jobs as junior employees in a big government department, the entire thing is incredibly tense. It is dramatic, and you end up thinking deeply about what that Munich agreement meant. The thing that was most striking to me, and they emphasize in the film, is the Czechs, who are seeing their whole country chopped up by the Munich Agreement, quote, to buy peace in our time, as Chamberlain believed, they weren't even invited to the conference deciding the future of their country. And I do think that that has some echoes of the Ukraine situation. The film is wonderful. It's rated PG-13 for some brief sexual references and a persistent tension in the film. 4 stars for Munich, The Edge of War. Very different film. It is narrated by Julie Andrews. You only hear her voice for a total of about 30 seconds. It is said to be a fairy tale about a mermaid and a monarch. And the monarch is played by Pierce Brosnan. It's King Louis XIV of France. He reconnects with his long-lost daughter, who he's raised secretly. She's illegitimate in a convent, then brings her back, where she befriends the captured mermaid. Now, this sounds sweet and delightful, but the plan of King Louis, who is played by Pierce Brosnan, is to take the mermaid out on a full solar eclipse and to cut out her heart and make a human sacrifice of her, because then he will live forever. Sounds like fun? Well, listen.
Grace, in the water.
You should not be swimming in there.
She called me.
She's certainly not of this world.
Nor am I.
The creature will be killed, placing the life force into our hands.
Is your pet.
She's all but human.
The mermaid must escape the king.
We're the only ones who can stop him.
The mermaid is played by the Chinese star Fang Bingbing. And what a thankless role. Let me tell you something about this film. I couldn't believe that it was actually made. It's unwatchable. Everything stinks. They shot part of the film in Versailles, and even the sets, the other sets that they actually use here, are extremely crummy. And in terms of why Pierce Brosnan took this particular role, and why they actually gave it a PG when the entire plot of the film is based on an attempt at human sacrifice. William Hurt plays sort of a father, confessor, best friend character, completely fictional, who is close to King Louis XIV. The real King Louis XIV is a fascinating individual. He looked nothing like these sort of tousled-haired hunk that Pierce Brosnan is supposed to be. Louis XIV was a person of size, and no, there was no mermaid in his life, and there was almost no film like this. The film was shot in 2014. And they have not been in a hurry to get it out. Now, that's not a reason in and of itself not to see it, but there are plenty of other reasons like that, including three different composers working on one of the worst film scores I can remember. So distracting. So what's worthwhile on the film? I do think that some of the scenes where you go sort of go on a tour, garden tour of Versailles, are watchable. A 1.5 stars, again, it is rated PG, but with some of the more gruesome elements in the background, certainly not for children. 1.5 stars for The King's Daughter. Coming up on Monday, there's a big new poll that showed that Biden's approval among black voters is still high, but it's gone down from 83% when he took over to 64% now during his first year in office. So the question will be, will this last fight on so-called voting rights help him or hurt him with black voters? There's also a new tool that is being deployed by Republicans in three states in the desire to fight election fraud. That would be special police forces known as election police. And a very big change with M&M chocolates. They're going to be making M&M characters more inclusive in order to start a movement. The girl M&Ms, I didn't even know that they were gender sorted. I guess they're all gender binary to some extent. But the girl M&Ms will be focused on empowerment, and the orange M&Ms will embrace our true selves. And there's also, of course, coming up this big event called an American Homecoming, a march and rally on Sunday that they claim will get 20,000 people to oppose the vaccination madness. Would that be a safe place to be going over the weekend? We will play you some highlights. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be leading the event. And there will be much more to cover on Monday in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.